This is KCUR 89.3. Hundreds of Kansans showed up at Republican Senator Jerry Moran's town hall meetings over the Thanksgiving break. Many were concerned about President Trump's tax cut bill. KCUR 89.3 stopped in at one of those meetings in the tiny town of Frankfort, Kansas.
This may not be convenient times, at least my thought was not convenient times for people, but obviously it is. Maybe you're here despite being inconvenienced.
Absolutely.
All right, very good. All right, I'm ready. Yes, sir.
Are you going to stand by my family and other people like us who are struggling with access to health insurance and oppose any tax bill that will repeal the individual mandate, that is going to raise the number of people without health insurance, or increase premiums?
You will not get me to answer your question the way that you'd like for me to answer your question, which is to say I fully commit to what you're wanting me to commit to. I hope that we can get health care separated from taxes. I have already encouraged the leadership of the Senate to deal with health care in one bill and taxes in another bill. Yes, ma'am? I'm sorry. Yes, sir. I did talk to you first.
Yes,
then,
sorry.
Then you, ma'am.
My name is Christopher Renner. I was born in Axtell. I was baptized here at the Catholic Church. I grew up in Beatty. I live down in Manhattan. In this tax bill that the Republicans are putting forth, it's cutting $45 billion from Medicare. I'm 61. Will Medicare be there for me so if I get sick, I will be covered since I've paid the taxes my whole life? That's my question to you.
First of all, I come from a circumstance in which I understand the value of Social Security and Medicare. My parents lived until their 90s, and Medicare was a significant component of their ability to access health care and to have quality health care. It took me a minute to catch up with what does taxes have to do with Medicare? The answer to that question, as best as I can tell, is that the tax reductions are of a magnitude that increases the debt beyond what is allowed. So automatic cuts then take place. I'm opposed to automatic cuts. I'm opposed to particularly automatic cuts that would affect Medicare. So I am an advocate for trying to fashion the tax bill in a way that what you described doesn't happen, and that there would not be across the board cuts, not just on Medicare, but on other items as well.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I won't forget you.
So my name's David Brockstrom. I'm originally from Axtell. I live in Manhattan now, and my little sister actually goes to school at Frankfort High School.
You don't have to convince me that you're local.
Just so everyone else knows. So from what I can understand on the Senate bill, it cuts the corporate tax rate down to 20% from 35%. The tax cuts for individual citizens expire, but the corporate cuts don't. Explain to me the justification for why you would want to vote for this tax bill, knowing that it would overwhelmingly help corporations and not really help individuals from Frankfort and Marshall County.
I'd like to hear that. I don't know what the tax bill in the Senate is going to look like. What we have is a tax plan. There's no legislative words on paper, but we have the broad outlines of what the Senate Finance Committee is reporting out of their committee. I am a supporter of tax reform or tax cuts, and to the chagrin of some of you, I'm a supporter of reducing corporate tax rates. I do believe that there are taxes you can cut that will stimulate the economy. I believe there are tax cuts that you can make that will not. And the issue is which ones will do that and which ones don't.
Yes, sir. What I'm hoping for is just understand where you're coming from and if you're willing to kind of commit to really fight for zero deficit increase on whatever the new tax bill is.
Minimal increase in the deficit is a safe way, I think, for me to say that. And acknowledgement that some economic growth will occur if we are actually addressing the right tax issues.
That was Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran at a recent town hall where KCUR's Jim McLean was on hand to capture the conversation.